Welcome to the Orlando Holiday Guide podcast show, presented by Hugh Hattrick in association with its Orlando Time Facebook page. Trusted, acknowledged, and respected. Well, hello and welcome to Hattrick's Orlando Holiday Guide podcast show with me, Hugh Hattrick. Now, I said last week that I thought I might take a little break from the podcast, but then I was offered an incredible deal. And when I put out the podcast saying there might just be a few week break, guess what? I actually had some people come back to me saying, we really miss the podcast and we really enjoy it, so please don't stop. So I think I'm back by popular demand. Now, that must be one of the world's most mysterious questions, eh? That we're always looking for a reason as to who asked for that. But here we are. It's a lovely, glorious, sunny afternoon based here in the Scottish Borders. And of course, it's for all you Orlando fans, especially you guys from It's Orlando Time Facebook page. It's the page to be a member of if you want to know all things Orlando. It's fantastic. If you have questions to ask, if you want to find out more about what's available, they've got lots of deals and excellent information. Fantastic community. Very much highly rate. It's Orlando Time Facebook page. And of course, we do this Orlando Guide Holiday Podcast show in association with It's Orlando Time. So a big warm welcome to everyone who's listening, and especially from the members of the Facebook page. Well, you might be asking, as you've maybe seen the title, what is the deal? It is a very, very special deal. In fact, when I put the question up on the It's Orlando Time Facebook page last week, I was inundated. I think we had about 25 to 30 comments on it. I was messaging people all afternoon afterwards because they wanted information. So I thought, well, I'll put it on the podcast and I'll put it out there and we'll see who is interested, because as far as I know, there are still places available and it may well suit a large number of you. Basically, it was a booking for Orlando, and it would be next year, February the 11th, for 10 nights. But let me give you the exact details as it has come to me here. So it's 10 nights in a three-bedroom Disney area executive villa with private pool, and it would be going on Manchester, going from Manchester direct on the 11th of February 2021, includes meals and 23 kilos of luggage per person, plus pre-booking of seats for free. So it's pretty decent, to be fair. And guess how much it was? Now, this is based on two adults and two children. Any ideas? Any ideas? Well, I'll give you the answer. It's £2,338. That's right, just £2,338. Now, that's flying with Virgin Atlantic next year. The second part of my question was, should I go with it? Because A, for example, it's with Virgin Atlantic and they're obviously going through a few struggles at the moment. Now, the overwhelming response that I got from it was like, go for it, go for it. Who on earth did you get that deal from? Because that is pretty good. I think it was out of about 10 or 12 people that asked me that question, only one commented saying it didn't think it was that cheap. But everyone else thought that's a fantastic deal. It's well worth going on with that one. So we're thinking about it. But I thought I would spread it out, let you know, because you might all want to go as well. And let me tell you about the company that provides it. It was Blixen Travel. And they have a Facebook page, just Blixen Travel, which is on Facebook. If you speak to Kath and mention my name, Hugh Hattrick, and she'll know exactly the deal to tell you about. And let's say it's the Orlando deal that you offered Hugh, and she will have all the details there. As far as I know, there were still a few places left. So when this goes out here, which is Tuesday, the 28th of April, hopefully there are still some places there. But if not, Kath is excellent with these kind of deals, and I'm sure she can find you something else as well that is just maybe around about the same time. Now, that was the 10-night deal, but there was also another deal. Let me get this one for you here. 14 nights in an Orlando villa with a private pool. Again, flights with Virgin Atlantic from Manchester on the 18th of February, so it's slightly later, 2021. And it includes the meals, 23 kilos of luggage per person, and pre-booking of seats for free, which is normally quite an expensive extra. And so it's 14 nights, three-bedroom Disney area, executive villa with a private pool, and the package price, again, based on two adults, two children, just £1,392. Now, I think that is pretty good as well for 2 weeks in America for two adults, two children with their own private villa. So really the only thing on top of that is your car hire, obviously your self-catering costs in terms of your pride for your food costs, things like that, eating out, and your park tickets. And obviously there's lots of places you can check out on It's Orlando Time to get tickets and things like that as well. But I think the base price there is extremely competitive. And one of the things I was looking at, because I remember way before the coronavirus issue came up, we were thinking more regards Brexit as to how what difference that might make to the prices coming, you know, this year. I thought they might actually come down. But when you look on the prices now, especially if you're even looking at, say, you know, September, October, November, they're still quite high. When I've looked on TUI and other companies as well, they are really quite expensive. So that's why when I saw this price, I thought, now that's definitely worth having a look at, and maybe even going for if that's the kind of suitable time for you next year. But let me know if you've seen of any other prices that you think are very cheap for that time of year, or any, because we're thinking we would love to go next year. So I'm kind of looking at every internet offer I can see. But I think, to be fair, Virgin Atlantic is probably big enough that it will be around next year. Hopefully that will not be the kiss of death that I've just gone and said it now. But I think they're hopefully big enough. And I actually know of people who work for them, and they seem quite confident that they will be working there next year. Now, one of the other requests that I got was the listeners do like our two-week weather report. So I thought, well, why not? Even though maybe we're not over there at the moment, but it would be nice to see what's happening. So let me quickly get the details for you. And it's our infamous two-week weather report. Well, it's looking pretty warm in Florida at the moment. And in fact, today, which is Tuesday, the 28th of April, it's exactly 28 degrees, sunny and a moderate breeze. I bet that sounds rather nice, because I know it's sunny over here, but it's a lot colder. In fact, up here in the Scottish Borders, where I am, it's only about 9 or 10 degrees. It maybe feels a little bit warmer in the sun, but it's quite a cool breeze up here, but not in the sunshine state. And tomorrow from the 29th, it's going to be 31. Takes a little bit of a drop with thunderstorms on Thursday to 26, but then going back up to 30 by Saturday and up to 33 on Monday the 4th. So it's pretty hot for the next week. And as I go into next week, again, it's pretty warm right up until Wednesday, the 6th of May. And then a wee bit of a drop on Thursday, but still in the high 20s, pretty much. So really, you're looking at high 20s, early 30s for much of this week and for next week as well. And it's pretty much sunny right the way through. They're not expecting much rain. The odd day with a thunderstorm, which would be Thursday this week, but it looks pretty good after all of that. Now, one of the other topics I was looking at on the It's Orlando Time Facebook page was is a famous question, and it's asked probably quite a lot. If you had the chance to bring back a restaurant from Orlando, what would it be? And that is a very good question indeed. Now, this was a big post, and there were actually over 250 comments that I noticed when I was reading the post. And there were a real range of answers and what people were thinking as to what they would like to bring back. Now, one of the first ones I saw was the Steak and Shake. I remember going to one of those. It's kind of like a kind of 1950s style kind of bar restaurant, you know, with lots of chrome. Quite nice, you know, the red leather seats, things like that. And I don't think the waiters go around on skates like they do in some places. But it was actually quite fun and actually very, very reasonably priced. And the big argument on some of the comments as well was, do you bring back a Denny's? Some people like it, and clearly some people don't. But there was one of the other ones called Cracker Barrel, which do a range of foods there. I have to say, it's not one I've been to, but I have heard of it. So Cracker Barrel, yep. And of course, they have a food and they have a shop. I think they've got steaks and all sorts of stuff there too. I'm a big fan of Chick-fil-A. I do like Chick-fil-A. It's a really nice environment, great for the kids. They normally have a little ball pool, especially over the one off the 192. So I do quite like that one as well. And the Aishaban, for me, the number one restaurant you could bring back over here would be the Aishaban Chinese and Japanese restaurant. Especially if you go at nighttime, it's absolute pennies. I think when we were there, it was $12 in the evening, and you could get vouchers as well off that too. And they had everything from sushi right the way through to every type of Chinese food you could think of, and some more contemporary European stuff as well. But it was really, really very, very good range. Service is okay, kind of what you expect from a buffet, but for the amount of food and the range and the quality is very good as well. It was my favourite. But there were hundreds of different ones. Some people mentioned the Cheesecake Factory or things like Bahama Breeze, which is the jerk chicken pasta, was their favourite. But Cracker Barrel kept coming up. The Golden Corral. I remember who's been to a Golden Corral. They're absolutely fantastic. The breakfast is amazing. I remember the last day that we went there, it was the last day before we were coming back. So we thought, we'll go to the Golden Corral, get a big breakfast, kind of brunch, and then that will fill us up so that we can wait before we get onto the plane and fly back home. And it was amazing. It's the only restaurant I've ever been to where they actually have, what was that? You know, the chocolate fountain. Yeah, the chocolate fountain available at about 10:30 in the morning. It's quite an experience, but I love it. Absolutely love it there. One of my favourites, and it's a really good one just off the 192 at Old Town Kissimmee, very near there. It's one of the better ones. Dora's Pizzas, that was also a favourite. The Olive Garden for a slightly more upmarket experience. I mean, you've got so many KFCs and McDonald's just about everywhere. So there's plenty of them. The Longhorn. I think they do steaks and things like that. That was one that was very popular. And Bahama Breeze. I don't know if I've heard of a Bahama Breeze, but Bahama Breeze was the one that they were talking about as well. So there you have it. Just a very short show as normal. We've had the weather forecast for Orlando, and we've had the deals of perhaps the next couple of years, because that was a phenomenal booking in advance with Virgin Atlantic. And of course, that was through Blixen Travel. Now, I'm giving away a copy of my Orlando Holiday Guide in paperback form to anyone who, well, if you comment on the show, which is, send me a comment, which is normally on Podbean. I also have this on YouTube. It goes out on YouTube as well. If you make a comment on it and send me an email, which is info@hughhattrick.com, I'll put all the names of all the people who have commented in a bag, and I will pull out one, and one lucky winner will receive a copy of my Orlando Holiday Guide, which has all your essential information for heading off to Orlando. But there we have it for this week. So take care, keep safe, and I'll speak to you very soon. And best wishes to everyone and all those from the It's Orlando Time Facebook page. Bye just now.